Welcome to Daf Yomi, holding Kilaim, Daf Nun Aleph, and Dois Vayder. Addition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So, the Gemara in the beginning of the Amud. Ayunato is Sheish al Sheish or Sheva al Sheva. So, as we learned in the Mishnah discussed if you have the distance between the rows of a vineyard, if it's 4 Amis, 5 Amis, 6, and 7. We did not discuss more than 7. Says the Gemara, why not? Hadom is Seyah Leblozo. This helps Leblozo. Leblozo Omar. When you have a distance between 4 Amis to 8 Amis, so then it's Osir, you're not allowed to plant there. And if you do plant, because Mekadesh becomes Kadosh, meaning they have an Isser Kilayim. Once you reach 8 Amis distance or more, Osir, it's still Osir until you reach 16, Tehinu Mekadesh. It does not become Osir B'Isser Kilayim. That's why our Mishnah spoke about until you reach 7, because once you reach 8, it's not Mekadesh anymore. And I wanted to focus only on what becomes Mekadesh, what becomes Asur, because of Kilayim. There's a raya that 8 and more is not going to be Oyser, it's not going to become Kadosh and have a problem of Kilayim. Haloche is up the Mishnah. Haroi Yerek Bekerim. A person is in his vineyard and he sees vegetable there. When I'll reach the vegetable, I'll take it out. Mutter. So even though until he got there, it grew, and as we're going to learn now in the Mishnah, the growth that's oyser, that caused the problem kilayim, it's if it grew echad mimasayim, it grew one of 200. So here, even if it grew that, because he said, when I get there, I'll remove it, it's fine, because that means he doesn't really want it there. He just has to get to that place. Keshe echzor alekteno, if he says, oh, I see it wasn't, it's behind me. And when I go back later, I'll come pick it up. Imoisim bimatayim oser. Then once he passed the place, he doesn't go immediately back to remove the kilayim. So when it grows 200, one of 200, it will come also right away. Continues the Gemara daf nun aleph amud beis. So the Gemara b'yisva chanino amar b'foil shon. Our Mishnah talk about a poil, a worker who's working for the owner of the field. Balabayis shosak melachtoy also isak a poil. But if you have a balabayis who's working in the field, so you treat him like a poil. While he's working, if he didn't reach that area yet, you don't have a Yisur Kilayim. Once he passed it, then if he grew that amount, it's also in Kilayim. If a person, owner of a field, knew about the vegetables, it grew, he doesn't have any excuse, any reason why he kept it, it merely because also be Kilayim. It's also to everybody. He's the owner. He makes this Kilayim. It's also to everybody. But if you have a worker who made vegetables grow in the vineyard, he's not the owner. The owner is not interested in the kilayim. He's leaving the kilayim. It's also to him, but everybody else can enjoy it. Some of the kashas, what's the pshat in that? If it's also for him, it should be also to everybody. If it's also to everybody, how can you differentiate it? Is it kilayim or it's not kilayim? The reason is, really a person cannot cause an issur to somebody else. So he made kilayim, so for him it's also. But he can't cause issur to other people, therefore the other people it's not kilayim. After the Gemara concludes, even though he says he can't issur for others, it's still also to him. Continues the Gemara and says, and we use the gears so that Reb Chaim brings over here in the name of the Vilna Goyen, when someone else collected them for the field, so then you say that it's also to him, to the poil who let it grow there, not somebody else. But if he, the worker himself, it took out to harvest the field, so then also bin loy bin the kolodom, and it's also for him and for everybody else. Why should it be different? So Abraham brings two explanations. Either if the poil himself did it, that shows the Baal HaBayis is happy with him. Because if the Baal wanted to be happy, he would make sure somebody else takes it out. The fact that he did it, so it shows that he's doing the shlichus of Baal HaBayis. The second explanation of Chaim brings is when he's saying that he took it, the poil is the one who harvested it, meaning he harvested it for himself. That's his fruits right now. That's his vegetables. He's the one who took it out of the field. So if it's his, he's oyser for himself, he's oyser for everybody else as well. Continues the Gemara and says, so if it grew, one out of 200 is asur. Rav Aviana used to measure the growth of 200 with his vegetable called Yervuzo, and based on that, they knew how much is a growth of 200. What is exactly the way you boydik the growth of 200? Rabbi Bishem, Rav Chanino, loy ked echod, u'aniach echod. Mashaze poiches, ze moisif. So this is one gear. So the gear say is, you pick up one, take one out of the ground, and you let one stay in the ground. And you see, whatever the one in the ground grows, while the other one stays where it is. What it means, ze poiches, ze moisif, lav davka ze poiches. It means, this stays what it is, the one he pulled out of the ground. The one that's still connected to the ground, whatever that grows, you'll see that's 200. So you look at the one that you detached, and you look at the one who's growing. The minute the one who's growing is one of 200 more than the one that he detached, that's the time it takes to grow one of 200. That's one explanation, the explanation of the Rash. The explanation of the Rambam is that what he does is he takes one, and he puts that one down. And the time it takes for that one to dry, that's the time it takes it to grow. That's Kim Lil Chazal. The amount of time it takes to dry, that's the time it takes to grow one of 200. So you see how long it takes it to dry. Once that time it takes it to dry, that'll tell you how long it takes it to grow one of 200, to what makes it Usur in the Isra of Kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Nun Aleph.